And this is WBAI in New York. It's 8:30, time now for the Lesbian Magazine.
Love. Love is a good feeling I get.
Very satisfying feeling.
A feeling of home base.
I think it's a spiritual connection.
Love to me is just a wonderful feeling of giving.
That's what love is, a bowl of chicken soup.
Did you say love? I thought you did. I thought you looked that sweet.
Love is exciting, glamorous, painful, neurotic, crazy.
Well, I had many romantic dreams of love as a girl growing up, none of which were fulfilled.
But look again, it may be sin, or maybe just the heat of indecision.
You say love? I thought you did.
Love is that woman across the room 2 years ago and this woman sitting next to me next year.
It's very painful at times, and it is also very detrimental to one's health.
Sometimes it can be pretty painful.
At its worst, it can be a sick dependency.
I hope I can cope with it all.
It's just a very crazy mixed-up thing, and I don't know if I approve of it.
Someone must have said love. This is the Lesbian Magazine with a radio valentine for you.
Wedding bells, three-tiered cakes and rice. Novice nerds, highway curves, a honeymoon suite with lies. Kids, kittens, winter mittens, budgets, bridge and rum. Divorce remorse, a month in court and right back where. Started from, did you say love? I thought you did. I thought you looked that sweet, but look again, it may be sin, or maybe just the heat of indecision. I call it a tree. And call you to see, and you call it a bush. I ask you to help get me off of the shelf, and you come and give me a push. Falling, calling on my knees and crawling, it's relatively easy to see. When I say love and you say shove, why we can't agree? Did you say love? I thought you did. But now, money spent, money lent, I'd do anything to see you smile. Deterioration, degradation, it's enough to make you stop and stare. But nobody knows just where love goes when you thought you left it sitting right there. Did you say love? I thought you did. I was under the impression there was a sweet expression on your face. But look again. I get the bad news and my traveling shoes and turn around to look behind. Memories stashed and the doors all latched. All that's left is myself to find. Love's easy to smother. You don't need a cover cause there ain't no carcass to hide. And if someone should say that you stole it away, well, you can just say she lied. Did you say love? I thought you did. Further, I may be thinking of my mother, or maybe just the heat of indecision. Early morning, without warning, I'm reaching for you in my sleep. Half-eaten nuts and cigarette butts, magazines piled 10 feet deep. Then I remember, look out the window, call a nurse to come and help me get dressed. Life goes on, this is only a song. you say love? I thought you did. I thought you looked that sweet. Of a total remission.
Hi, I'm Judy Pasternak, and this is the Valentine edition of the new Lesbian Magazine program, bringing you tonight lesbian love songs, old and new. We started with Willie Tyson's Did You Say Love from her album Debutante, and some news, good news, about a court decision that affects your right to love, and of course there'll be announcements of upcoming events. And, finally, a special Valentine vignette from the inimitable, yes, authors of Oakdale, Indiana. Right now, however, we have a couple or eight or so lesbians sitting around at a party talking about love.
Well, I had many, many romantic dreams of love as a girl growing up, none of which were fulfilled. And love to me is just a wonderful feeling of giving and caring and sharing.
I think love is caring for somebody just the way they are. So the only two words I would use in connection with that are tolerance and compassion.
Love is a good feeling I get when I'm with somebody who knows me and respects me as a person. I've only experienced love with other women. I've never experienced this kind of love with a man because I don't think between men and women there can be that kind of mutual respect that there is between women. When my lover is around, she makes me feel happy. We do all kinds of things together, and I feel happy while we're doing them because I know she knows me and she accepts me as I am. She knows my strengths and my weaknesses, and she respects me as a person. She doesn't expect me to be perfect, and I know she's not perfect, but I love her anyway because she makes me feel good. I can't explain why that happens. I think it's a spiritual connection.
I think love is about getting your needs filled and filling needs in someone else. At its worst, it can be a sick dependency. And if you can deal with jealousy and possessiveness and don't lay a lot of boundaries on the relationship, it's a whole new frontier and it's freedom.
A lot of people are afraid of love, but I'll say this. Love is very safe when it's shared.
I'm just learning on a new level what love is about. I thought it was, I don't know what I thought it was, but I can see it as a real life force love. And I can see that it can affect my whole life. It's like a raft that I need to float on is to love this person that I'm loving. And sometimes it can be pretty painful because certain behavior that you wouldn't tolerate in anyone else, you just accept in this other person, you know? And it's just a very new experience, and I hope I can cope with it all.
Just like that?
Yeah, what do you mean, love?
Did you say love? I thought you did.
Love.
Love has stages. At first, love is exciting, glamorous, painful, neurotic, crazy, all those nice things. Will the phone ring? Won't it ring? I don't know. Then, if it develops into anything, it becomes intense, caring, friendship. But I think real love in a long relationship, meaning more than 6 months, which is like a trial period, is a real intense caring, really knowing somebody, really knowing they're there for you, and really knowing that you're there for them. And it's a very satisfying feeling, and it's very painful at times. And it is also very detrimental to one's health. It reduces one to abject dependency at times, and you can get very hurt if your expectations aren't lived up to, or if you don't live up to the other person's expectations. And there's a lot of, it's just a very crazy mixed up thing, and I don't know if I approve of it. But given the society we have, I think that people have to pair off, because it's a big world out there and no one's going to run to your house at 4 a.m. and make chicken soup for you when you need chicken soup. And maybe that's what love is, a bowl of chicken soup.
Love to me, I'm not going to talk about the intimate love, one-to-one kind of love. The kind of love that I want to talk about is the love that I experience here today at this party, which it comes out of sisterhood, which comes out of a sense of community that I never had until the women's movement. I remember 13, 14 years ago, a job that I had, there were only two other women and me, and I remember saying to them that we should be friends. And even as I was saying it, recognizing that that was impossible because we were competing, we were forced to compete for the kind of assignments that we got since there were so few of us. And then when feminism happened, started, you know, got organized, when we got organized as women, the kind of feeling that I get from other women is love to me. It's such a fundamental, I don't know what to call it, except that I know that I experience a deep satisfaction from it, and a feeling of home base. You know, it gives me, it strengthens me at my core. And I guess what I would like to see more of, I see it happening less. I see that old competitive edge coming back again, and I really feel bad about that. And and you know, if I can put a political message out here, it's that what we have to do as women, what we have to do as sisters, is to commit ourselves to each other, not in a one-to-one kind of way, but as a class, you know, as a political force, as friends, not necessarily as lovers, but as good, strong friends, supporters of each other.
Thank you.
Here. Now I know what love is. You see, you've got us all here in a group, Judy. Many, many old friends celebrating a birthday party. We've known each other for 12 years. It was like the solar system. We've all traveled around for years together. Relativity. We get old at the same time. We lose our teeth at the same time. Cats die. We get new birds. And we all stay relatively the same youthfulness and heart because we're all going around together and being in the world together. We're a very cohesive sort of family group. That's why we don't feel isolated, and we don't feel that we have individual neuroses or diseases.
And that's what we do.
Like,
share,
yeah, like we share. I mean, you know,
neuroses.
I mean, we help each other. No, we all got together in the beginning because we were fighting individual crimes against women. Each of us had been hassled by a sexist society. When we got together, we fought that. We still do. But we do something else for each other. Because all being such a friendly group, we support each other in our regular little day-to-day lives, like our animals, our kids, houses, work, you know, all that stuff. And love is a part of that, too. So it's not like one loving the girl next door, that awful song, but it's like loving your friend in many different ways, since you've once loved passionately, sexually, erotically, crazily, and now you love in a friendship way.
If I only had an hour, I'd spend it with the women who sing to me sweet melodies of women loving songs with room for growing that show us where we're going so caringly, that dare me to grow up fighting strong. You bet I sing love songs. Songs of mother love, songs fighting lives, lives that inspire the songs of women working, fighting for our senses courageously, preparing me for battles that are yet to be won. Loving myself, changing myself, loving myself, teaching myself, loving myself, loving myself.
Holly Near on the Lesbian Magazine. You're listening to a Valentine's Day program of lesbian news. No, you're listening to a pre-Valentine's program of lesbian news and music. This is a real old piece of lesbian music.
Ain't nobody called me, sure got to.
Ma Rainey, recorded in 1928, accompanied by her Tub Jug Washboard Band. Prove It On Me Blues. They say I do it. Ain't nobody caught me. They sure gotta prove it on me. I said we had good news. They don't have to prove it on you anymore. As many of you may know, on December 18th of last year, the New York State Court of Appeals ruled that the New York State sodomy law was unconstitutional. The case was People versus Onofree, and the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund was there. Here's what Roz Richter, executive director of Lambda, had to say last week about the case and its consequences, particularly as they bear on Valentine's Day.
Well, the case actually arose when Onofree was indicted for sodomy in upstate New York. The sequence of the case basically was that in 1978, he was indicted in upstate New York for consensual sodomy, and after he admitted that he had been in a homosexual relationship, he was convicted and sentenced to 1 year, and there was no sentence really imposed. It was a parole. We then appealed the case to the appellate division for upstate New York, who declared that the statute was unconstitutional. They struck down the statute in a very broad opinion. The district attorney representing the state then appealed the case to the New York State Court of Appeals, and they also struck down the statute in the December decision. The sodomy law, as it stood before, made it a misdemeanor for consenting adults, whether heterosexual or homosexual, to engage in oral or anal sex. And we challenged the constitutionality of that law.
Successfully.
Successfully, most definitely.
Yes. On what grounds did the court rule?
The court ruled on federal constitutional grounds. They held that it violated a federal constitutional right to privacy, the same right that was first enunciated in a lot of the women's rights cases, the abortion cases, the contraceptive cases. And they also held that it violated the federal Equal Protection Clause because it allowed married people to have oral and anal sex but did not allow unmarried people to perform those same acts.
But that was already revised sodomy law, wasn't it? When had it changed before that?
I don't know the exact date. The revision was that it now permitted the acts for married people.
And spelled them out, didn't it?
It spelled them out, right, and it said basically that the acts prohibited were oral sex and anal sex.
And just to make this absolutely clear, since this is a Valentine's Day program, let us spell out precisely what lesbians can do to celebrate Valentine's Day in New York State that they could not do last Valentine's Day.
Well, in private and in certain public places that we're not sure whether they're private, mostly parked cars at 2 o'clock in the morning under the highway, they can joyously engage in oral sex with someone else over 18 of the same sex.
Consensually.
Consensually, almost yes. Definitely.
Is this ruling likely to stick?
We, a few weeks ago, were elated and sure that this was finally the end of 2 years of litigation, but all indications are at this point that the district attorney representing the state of New York will ask the United States Supreme Court in Washington to hear the case. We have no idea whether or not the U.S. Supreme Court would consider reviewing this case, and, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see what they do.
That could be good news or bad news if they reviewed it and reverse the ruling.
That's bad news.
But if they upheld it, then that would then be good news for
nationwide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. I think that one has to look at the present court and their record on women's rights issues and civil rights issues and the present administration and question whether or not they would take the case to affirm it. But we'll be prepared whatever they do. They may just refuse to hear the case, and the New York State ruling will stand.
Assuming that they refuse to hear it, let's say, is there anything that the New York State legislature can do to reinstate
there's no way then that they can reinstate those laws?
No. No, the decision is so broad that we can't, and other people working in the area cannot come up with any way at this point that the legislature could rewrite the law to reenact it.
So the moral is that nobody knows what the situation is going to be next year, but for this year, happy Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. It's legal, and there's only one way to celebrate this decision.
Is there anything now, any kind of consensual sex act that is not legal, that isn't?
Bestiality is still not legal, but I'm not sure that your listeners need to be concerned about that.
Well, then, for all women out there, happy Valentine's Day. Thank you, Roz.
You're welcome.
That was Roz Richter, Executive Director of the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund, talking about the People versus Onofre. For more information, the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund can be reached at 212-944-9488.
I'm on my way, yeah. Ooh.
That's Gwen Avery. I'm on my way. We're on our way. From the album Any Woman's Blues. And by the way, anything, any music that I play on this program is available at your local women's bookstore. This is the Lesbian Magazine, over listener-supported, non-commercial WBAI in New York. And I am Judy Pasternak, and this is a Valentine's program. Love songs and other information about lesbians, love, and things you can do. This is the paper and pencil part of the program, by the way. I will now sit here and say things about paper and pencil for about 30 seconds so that you can get paper and pencil. This is the time that you should have paper and pencil in your hand, because there are going to be announcements of upcoming events and things to do. Did you get the paper and pencil? I don't know if that was 30 seconds. I'll start tomorrow and every Wednesday for the next 7 weeks. Identity House is holding coming out groups from 6 to 8 p.m. On Wednesday evenings, Identity House is at 544 6th Avenue in Greenwich Village, and the phone number is 243-8181. This Thursday, February 12th at 8 p.m., Merlin Stone will be talking about our goddess heritage at Gay Women's Alternative in the Universalist Church on Central Park West at 76th Street, and that is for women only. Gay Women's Alternative has events, discussions every Thursday evening there at the Universalist Church at 8 p.m., all for women only. This Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th, Kate Millett is holding her second annual Valentine celebration and sale of her erotic art, original drawings, hand-printed silk screens, photographs, and posters, at her studio at 295 Bowery. And that's noon till 9 p.m. with a reading of new poems written in Ireland Sunday night at 9 p.m. And every Sunday afternoon at 3, Lesbian Feminist Liberation holds discussions for women only about one or another aspect of lesbian life at the Women's Center at 243 West 20th Street in Chelsea. The LFL's phone number is 691-5460. Next Wednesday, on February 18th at 9:30 and again at 11:30, Therese Adele and Deirdre McCalla will be performing at Folk City at 130 West 3rd Street. And Folk City, under its new management, has been putting a lot of lesbian feminist performers on the bills there, so keep an ear out for it. On Thursday the 19th at 8 p.m., also Gay Women's Alternative, which is still at 76th Street in Central Park West, will have a program by the women who run Women's World Outdoor Adventures, and again, that's for women only. And on Saturday the 21st, Lesbians Rising of Hunter College invite you to dance to the music of Often Annie in Hunter's East Lounge. You come in at the 69th Street entrance of Hunter College at Lexington Avenue. Finally, on Saturday, March 7th, Virginia Giordano is presenting the first of it's the second. There's Mischief Mime is appearing on February 26th, 27th, 28th, and March 1st at the New Shandall Theater at 137 West 22nd Street. And that's a mime company of two women. And then, on Saturday the 7th, will be the first of a series of spring concerts that Virginia Giordano is presenting. That'll be Margie Adam at the Symphony Space at Broadway and 95th Street. And some of the other concerts will be Chris Williamson performing at Town Hall on April 11th, and Holly Neer performing at Town Hall on Thursday, May 7th and Friday, May 8th. And for information about any of those concerts, you can call 212-929-1585. ¶¶
Harlem every Saturday night. When the highbrows get together and it's mighty, mighty tight, they all congregate at this little place called the All Night Strut. And they do this funny little dance and they call it the Tut, Tut, Tut.
That's right. Way across town, you know, Hannah Brown is full of corn. She starts bringing us down just about the break of day. You could hear that Hannah Brown say, give me a pig food and a bottle of beer.
That's Jaden Sarsaparilla. In all these announcements of places that we can go and do things, it's a lucky thing that there are all these things going on, because we lesbians have lost a number of the places that we are used to going. As I assume a large number of you know, Bonnie and Clyde's closed recently. The club closed some time back. Peaches on the east side was supposed to have been moving. Well, they did, but they also reopened as a mixed bar called Peaches and Cream, which leaves, what does that leave? That leaves the Electric Circus, which has discos for women, and the Duchess, both of which have had allegations of racist treatment of third world women. That is, it has been alleged on quite a few occasions about both places that they ask black women for more and stranger kinds of ID than they ask white women for. And upstairs at Bonnie's, and that's about it. That's the bad news. Sorry about that. I will try and keep you posted with more information about those things as they come up.
She's got a rhythm when she stomps her feet. She sends me off to sleep. Check all them razors and damn guns. Do the shim, shim, shimmy till the rising sun.
Jaden Sarsaparilla, Linda Langford, and, you know, I don't remember. Janet Hood is the piano player. They have not been around for a long time. That was Bessie Smith's old song, Gimme a Pigfoot. You're listening to the Lesbian Magazine, and if you get... Don't get too depressed about the bars closing. We can still stay home and listen to music. As I promised, here are a couple of new love songs from Alex Dobkin and Therese Adele.
I'm not monogamous anymore, but Danny, you're so adorable. A one-woman I'm not, but we're hot, honey. I've got to be close to you. How I miss you when you're gone. I'm sleeping with all my jewelry on, talking on the phone until the cows come home, writing corny letters, wearing your old sweater. It's not what I expected. I stand politically corrected. I am not monogamous anymore. But Danny, you're so adorable. A one-woman I'm we're hot, honey, it's true. I've got to be close to you. I'm happy by myself at home, getting a pile of desk work done. I practice cooking clean, familiar older routine. Play 7 innings, spend time with women friends. Then time to be a writer, mother. Time to be an entertainer, suits me fine. And it's all mine, but triple Virgo, blue-eyed gal, queen of the prom, you've got your California family. You've got your Kappa Kappa P, your virtuous a champion, your feminist, your feminine. So organized and logical, I find you irresistible. And when I think of our intimacy, ripples of pleasure flow through me. I stop to catch my breath. I'm very much impressed, but Venus isn't trying, still cannot make you mine. Yes, life seems contradictory when trying to live differently. You see, I'm not monogamous anymore, but Denny, you're so adorable, a one woman. But we're hot, honey, it's true. I've got to be close to you. You have your life, I have mine. Many more years they will intertwine. With women in our lives, there's drama and surprise. When eye to eye we see on non-monogamy. What's this thing we're in for now? The women are creating how to be not monogamous anymore. Benny, you're so adorable, a one woman, I'm not, but we're hot, honey, it's true. I've got to be close to you.